the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Have you ever noticed when you're watching on Netflix that if it's one of their original movies or something like that, it looks a little different than if you're watching something that was made by Marvel or by a different movie house or anyone else? Have you ever noticed that?
Not all of them specifically.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe not specifically, but there I've certainly seen things that I thought, this looks weirdly flat or almost like it was videotaped or like a soap opera, but some TVs do that too.
Like I remember watching Superbad on what at the time was like a super high def television, and it looked like soap opera.
Yeah, it looks like, it changes the scope a little bit.
It's hard to watch something like that.
My TV's almost 10 years old, so I don't think I've noticed. And I read this and I thought, well, this is interesting. Maybe I'll notice it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm.
I don't pay for HD either, so there's that.
You don't pay for HD on Netflix?
No, I have never really cared that much about HD.
Yeah, same.
I don't know why.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
That is a shock.
I don't know.
That is shocking.
You mean just on. Okay, wait. So if you're watching Netflix on your TV, it's standard definition?
Absolutely.
Yep, 100%. I don't think my TV can do HD.
So you're watching.
Well, that's crazy.
No,
well,
it
definitely can.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
So you're watching a cassette tape version of a CD. So
yeah, but I don't know any better until I walk into like Costco and I feel like I'm underwater. Those TVs are so clear. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I don't need that in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
I
do.
Really don't.
You do? Why? I get all the information I need.
I'm perfectly entertained.
I am legitimately irritated at both of you now.
Well,
for your insolence.
This really shocks
me.
Old
enough. We had to live through hitting TVs in vertical hold, and you buttholes take it so for granted.
I know.
You won't even spend one extra dollar a month to see something so clear it feels like you can touch it.
I don't need it.
The people I know, Joe, you like to watch movies in the grandest scale with the most panoramic views, all your climbing movies and all that. Those would look a billion times better in really high definition.
I don't know about that.
I feel like they really would.
Yes, you do.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I am like
don't
never.
Say you don't know about that.
I'm never going to change it.
I think, well, with those, I think I watched those in HD, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You were in a movie theater.
Well, that certainly, like, that is the grandest. There are certain movies where I really do think you should be in a theater or have a big, big TV. And I don't really have.
How big is your TV at home?
The one in the basement that I never use and seems to be very slow now.
Same 19-inch.
I think it's like 50 inches or something.
19-inch.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, and it's cool
and so
having a big picture.
You watch everything in SD?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably doesn't bog
it's
down
like
as much.
I don't even know the two of you.
Here's the thing.
We need to go to HR.
I don't think
this is stupid.
I feel like a peasant over here.
This is when I'll notice in like 10 years when we see something and it looks like it's at like 8-bit. That's when I notice, like when we see a video from 5 years ago and I'm like, were we all watching pixelated videos for this long?
You are now.
But with TV, I don't notice anything right now.
It's perfectly good.
Like you search out the HD channels when you're here, like instead of just standard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why.
I didn't even know you could. Honestly, I didn't even know you could stream Netflix in standard definition. To me, that's like when you go to buy a new car and you ask for like the power lock delete.
Okay,
where you go? You what now? You want to go backward?
I'll be honest.
Can I get this without bumpers?
Yeah.
Until I actually didn't know that there was. I knew there was a difference, but it was like 2 weeks ago. I cranked up Netflix and it said like, hey, did you know for this much more you can get HD? And I was like, okay, well, I don't want that. And then it was like, you want this? Are you sure? Would you like to press yes or yes? I was like, no, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It's like $20 a month. For HD.
It is not.
I'm still paying the $9.99 like original. I might be at $10.99. I'm grandfathered in from like the original Netflix package. And I've just never changed it. ever.
Okay, well, if you're so into HD, why aren't you still watching Blu-rays? I mean, that's the way to go. You're like a vinyl lover in an age of CDs no, or something. Not. Yeah, you are.
You're crazy. So I'm with Hot Wings. I didn't know you could still get it in SD to the point where I Googled it when you said that because I thought this is going to be fun. Kelly and Joe don't know what the difference is between HD and SD.
Yeah, you can get, because I'm logged into my account right now. You can get Basic, which is what you guys have for $8.99 a month.
Yeah.
Which
that's a good deal.
Good video quality in SD. 480p.
You hear that? Good.
480p.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. You might as well be living in the 1920s. How do my God.
For just $5 more, you can get an extra 600p.
Oh, an extra 600p.
Wow.
It goes up to 1080.
That's more than
double. I can't
double.
Believe you're not even at 720. You're at 480?
Oh, wait, my God.
So free beer, nothing
for these numbers. The HD one?
The only
I do
time
have the HD one.
Well, why don't you have the 4K one?
If you're so I don't fancy. Have a 4K TV.
I'm sure you do.
Well, you don't have a 4K TV.
You buy TVs and electronics like every 6 months.
That is,
I haven't bought anything like that in a while. The projector might be 4K. I'm not sure.
At least not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have outfitted a really sweet 4K house. I'm just not allowed to visit unless I'm picking up my kids.
God, I need someone with more K's than you to call in and puke all over the phone at what they just heard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to read the rest of this Netflix thing. It's going to be lost on you morons.
No, I'm just...
This is remarkable.
That's not fair.
I mean, there have been a lot of things that the two of you have done to disappoint me over the years, but nothing like this. I just don't even know you.
Why don't you come back in time and hang out in SD with me and Joe?
Yeah,
we'll just do a big old family dinner. Everybody can come hang out and live a little SD again.
What do you do with
this?
This
is not surprising for Kelly and Stewart and their stupid hipster ways, riding on their unicycles to go look at organic sugar beets or whatever they do. But Joe, you're a TV enthusiast. We were told you were a movie guy and you were smart. You love TV.
I watch movies.
Oh God!
Like
yeah,
a
Joe
peasant.
Still likes movies,
dude. What you watch
By the
half
way,
of your you watch half your
me.
Movies on your iPad in the corner of the iPad.
Yeah, gross.
With your hand over it on airplanes. So what do you care?
But it's
one movie,
crisp.
Joe. One movie, because there was a lot of boobs, and it turns out one of the sets they used most often was a strip club that was very active.
Yeah.
It turns out, even though smaller than a regular television, a large iPad seems gargantuan on an airplane when a boob shows up.
It does. It's like I might as well just stand up and show it to everyone. Hey, look at me. I'm a pervert.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, on the airplane back on Sunday, the guy in the row in front of me, so I'm on the aisle on the left side, and he's on the right side, so I can see what he's watching. And I never would have guessed that I would have ever seen this, but on his phone, and he had like the big iPhone 13 or whatever, okay, he is watching with headphones in. This is a guy that's about 38, 39 years old, the Wizard of Oz, and he was into it. I think it might have been the first time he ever saw it. He fist pumped.
Really? I'd never, ever want to see that movie ever again in my life.
No.
I wasn't blown away by it when I first saw it.
When it first came out.
Much less now.
Right. I mean, it's from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
What is that guy doing?
I mean, it still looks good, all things considered, but geez.
Until 5 minutes ago, I thought that guy was the most technologically lost person I had ever heard of.
And that's that.
He's not. At least that guy was watching it in HD.
I think my parents have HD.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. My parents care.
These things
They're
don't
like, how
bother
can I
me.
Get this in HD?
Oh, man.
Oh. You guys.
Anyway, why does Netflix look weird?
Because they make them use cameras that are available for 4K and it flattens it out. That's all.
Yeah, I don't have that issue.
Yeah, I'll never know.
I bet you don't.
No. How can you see anything through the fuzz and snow?
Yep. I'm fine with that amount of D.
You need more D.
What is that, single
life?
D? 1D.
Yeah. You need Hydra D. 8D. All right. We'll get to the free beer and Hobbit report next. This was educational. So.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.